Nelly. Skinta oi. Juho Nelly. Tapa chivo to. Voi to jo Nelly. Kot ente.
She says, during the time that they have the arranged Navajo traditional wedding, before they eat the cornmeal out of the Navajo basket, they all the relatives and family are there. They prepare them with speeches and they prepare them with long talks of how they're going to live life and have family and children and the road ahead of them, what they should be expecting. And she said, even though they didn't know each other, as the days went along, they got to know each other. They started talking. And she says they got closer and closer and they helped each other. And then comes along the kids, you know, the father has to prepare the cradle board for the child. And the father loves the child very much. And she, you know, the love grows as they have children, more children together. We lost my dad 30 years ago. And she says to this day, you know, she misses him and she loves him. He's the only one that she was ever with. Being brought up traditionally and her knowing only tradition, they didn't have no knowledge about the hospital back then. She was taught and she was told, because her mom and her aunties had children like that, where the male would make a birthing pole that they would put in the hogan. They would lay a sheepskin down under them. The sash belt they would tie onto the birthing pole that I was told. She said that they would put up a birthing pole, and this they tie up to the birthing pole and they would hold onto the, so they wouldn't lay down. They would actually just kind of squat and hold that, and somebody would come up, the mother or grandmother would come up behind them, and every time they have a contraction, the mom or grandma, whoever is doing that, would push on the tummy, and that's how they, until the baby fell out, and then they put the baby onto the sheepskin that was lying there, and they put the placenta and everything there. After the baby's born, then they push out the placenta again, then they put that there.
So.
And then she says, at the time, you know, they have a medicine man there singing songs for the, I guess it, well, she says it was a sacred time for everyone. After the baby's born, they wash, the grandmother or mother washed the baby, her son Henry. When the baby falls out, she was told, once the baby cries out, they tell her if it's a boy or a girl, and then they tell her, you know, say welcome my son or welcome my daughter.